化するキャリア、時代の声を聞く。 F コミは心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをポッドキャストとビデオキャストで配信します。皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、さまざまなキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、知識人、外国人、企業人事関係者のインタビューをお届けします。第81回 F コミポッドキャスト、今回より3回にわたって駐日ラトビア共和国大使ペーテリス・バイバルス氏にお話を伺います。ソビエト連邦崩壊、ラトビア建国という激動の時代の真っ只中を生きてきたペーテリス・バイバルス氏は、現在駐日ラトビア共和国大使の職に就いているが、大使としては異例の経歴を持つ。ラトビアが国として変わりゆく時が自らのキャリアを決める時でもあったという大使が取った決断とは。第1話、エンジニアから大使への転職、ソビエト連邦崩壊で新生するラトビア。エンジニアからの転職。
The most interesting fact, of course, is that my generation in general, we were lucky to live in the most changing period of our history, because the collapse of Soviet Union, which happened at the very beginning of 90s, it was time when we were in the most active age, around 25, 27, 30. And of course, this was like a turning point in careers of a big amount of people in my country. But if going back to my school ages, I was actually, I'm not typical diplomat, although now in my job I'm ambassador here in Japan, but I'm very, very rare kind of diplomat, because my education is quite special one, which is not very common. I'm an engineer by education. Usually diplomats, ambassadors, they are either linguists or lawyers or politologists or historians, so-called humanitarians. And it happens very, very rare that somebody who has a background as engineer chooses diplomacy as a job. But I had this interest towards different technical things, towards mathematics, towards physics, already when I started attend school. And the school that I was attending in Riga was very famous secondary school, actually, which was kind of specialized school for physics and mathematics. And after graduating of this school in 1981, it was quite natural, of course, to make my start for Riga Technical University and to try to become an engineer in that period. And I graduated from Faculty of Automatics and Telemechanics. Well, of course, it's quite different things that we understand now, because it was in early 80s, so I was a student from 1981 to 1986. So it was basically the most stagnant Soviet period under Brezhnev, who then died, and Soviet leaders who were changing very rapidly each other due to their age. But already at around 86, 87, one could already start to feel that some changes are coming in the Soviet Union, because this Communist Party role became weaker and weaker, and really there was this feeling that changes are coming. And of course in late 80s they started in my country, and this was why actually in 91-92 I made my choice to join diplomatic service, because I had great interest to do something for my country. And as in parallel to my education, I was very much interested in that time in reading different books, but in Soviet period it was very difficult to have good translations in Latvian language, but strange enough it was quite easy to buy books in English. And this was why I, by myself, I did a lot to learn English language, and of course in Latvia everyone was Russian speaking. So after collapse of Soviet Union, I had basically knowledge, good knowledge of two foreign languages, the English and Russian, and plus of course my native Latvian language, and that helped a lot for me to start diplomatic career from the very, very scratch.
次回も中日ラトビア共和国大使ペーテリス・バイバルス氏第2話の配信を行います。 F コミでは今後も著名人、知識人、外国人のキャリアに関するインタビューを配信し、心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをお届けします。なお同じ番組を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミで検索し、ぜひサイトにアクセスしてください。サイトアドレスは http://career-finders.net。 オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は大人葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいております。